One of the things that we can miss because we read the Bible in small portions when we come to Mass is a sense of the bigger picture. And one of the things that helps us when we look at this passage from John 10 is to realize that it's part of a unit that begins in John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." All of chapter 9 is the unfolding of that truth as he heals a man born blind. And in this evening's gospel, we hear that Jesus speaks these words at what is called the Feast of Dedication. Now, you would know this feast more commonly as the Feast of Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. And so at that time of the year, and John tells us in the text that it was winter, at that time of the year when the Jewish people are celebrating a festival called the Festival of Lights, Jesus is concentrating in on this teaching that he is the light of the world. He heals a man born blind. And now he talks in the most beautiful language about how he is the shepherd, and those who see him and follow him and hear him are his sheep. Jesus says that the wolf wants to ravage the sheepfold, and the hireling will provide superficial care. We heard that in Sunday's gospel. And again, you need to remember that the Feast of Dedication, or the Feast of Hanukkah, was that feast where the Jewish people were celebrating how Judas Maccabeus had responded to a terrible man by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes, who went into the Jerusalem temple, and he was like that savage wolf who decimated it entirely. Jesus has all of this in mind as he is now speaking here in the temple. And so as we think about the context in which these words were originally spoken, indirectly a question is asked of us. How secure is our faith and our trust in God? Can we, as we live through a world like this, where perhaps we have not experienced the intensity of what the Jewish people did during the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, and have not experienced some of the things that the Jews of the first century would have known, we have experienced to a degree what it is to have wolves try to attack us. And this is why, as we hear tonight's gospel, we need to take to heart that Jesus speaks these words of such beauty in the context of a time of the year where it is the darkest. And did you hear one of the things Jesus said in this evening's gospel? That the Father has given to Jesus that which is most precious. You know who that is? That's us. There is nothing else that is more precious than we are to God. And as we come to a deepening awareness of this, then there is this beautiful language that's used both in the passage from Acts and in the gospel that I just want to dwell on for a moment. In the reading from Acts were these words, "The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord." And then in the gospel, Jesus says, "No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand." So this beautiful idea that we are in the hands of Jesus, that we are so precious to him, that we are so important to him. And when people come to a deepening understanding of this reality, when they come to see who they truly are in relation to the Good Shepherd, then we can appreciate a little bit more the life of Barnabas, who is spoken of in today's reading from Acts. Listen to what St. Luke tells us about Barnabas. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Three things: a good man, He was full of faith, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Two of the dimensions here speak of his character, and one speaks of how he cooperated with Jesus. He's a good man. That is, he's a man of moral integrity and uprightness. He was also full of faith. That is a man who truly believed what Jesus taught. He understood that Jesus is the good shepherd, that he was precious in the sight of the Lord. And so St. Luke says, this good man, full of faith, was full of the Holy Spirit. And that's the thing. As we learn more and more to cooperate with the guiding hand of Jesus, then we are more receptive and open to the work of his Holy Spirit in our own lives. At the end of today's reading from Acts, we're told that in Antioch, this was the first place where the followers of Jesus were called Christian. The word Christian is only used three times in the New Testament. One of the other places is in Peter's first epistle, where he says, you will suffer for the name Christian. But the amazing thing about these early Christians, they suffered profoundly, deeply, but nothing was able to shake their confidence in the reality of Jesus, their good shepherd. Why? Because like Barnabas, they were men and women of integrity. They were good people. Like Barnabas, they were full of faith. And like Barnabas, the Holy Spirit was upon them and God's hand was at work. May we here at St. Peter's be inspired by this beautiful teaching, by these readings. May we be inspired to say we are precious to Jesus, more precious than anything else, so that we too can grow in a character that is morally upright, that is faith-filled, and filled with the Holy Spirit.